what do they call it?
Is it a restroom, a bathroom, something like that?
Well, I always distinguish between the two. Mm-hmm. The restroom to me is the toilet and a basin. Mm-hmm. And a bathroom is just what it says. It can allow a bath if you had to have one, because it has a bathtub in it, mm-hmm. and a sink and a toilet.
Mm-hmm. Okay then.
Okay.
Okay now. Do people around Montgomery have any kind of names for say Orientals, besides from Japanese, Chinese, or Korean, or just Oriental?
Not that I know of. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there are that many mm-hmm. to be out in a
not
lot
too
of
many,
right. And those that are not usually in the circles mm-hmm. that I have traveled.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other name for Roman Catholics other than Roman Catholics? Any names?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Protestants, so especially very fundamentalist sects. Have you ever heard any names for them, especially derogatory ones for them? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about Jewish people? Any name for them?
I haven't. Mm-hmm.
And Germans?
No.
What about Dutch?
No.
Any Dutch in Montgomery?
And my husband swears he can distinguish a Jew from a Gentile, mm-hmm. but to me all of them look like Gentiles or Jews.
I really can't tell the difference.
I can't either.
The reason I know one of my best friends from New York City mm-hmm. is Jewish, I didn't know that until I've known him a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And was really not aware.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I used to, when I had put any thought to it, I thought all Jews had black hair. Mm-hmm. And my secretary in Huntington was a Jew and was a platinum blonde. Mm-hmm. And she had dyed it platinum, of course. Mm-hmm. But before she had dyed it, it was auburn, an auburn brown thing.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
So this is hard. It's hard to tell by that.
What about Italians? Have you ever heard any other names for them? Mm. I have been on occasion mistaken for an Italian.
Oh,
that other.
Uh huh.
But I think Bailey's probably an English name, but I don't know.
Right.
I really can't trace ancestors any further back than a generation, a couple of generations.
Right.
What about Poles? Any name for them?
No, nothing but Poles.
And Russians.
Uh-uh.
Czechs?
No.
Lithuanians? Ever met a Lithuanian?
No, indeed. Well, I take that back. Yes, I have,
if
too.
If you were in Washington, you may have.
Because I was a naturalization aide and an English teacher at the Americanization School mm-hmm. in Washington. And I had to teach English to students from 92 different countries. Mm. And so this is why I think I'm sure it is that I have met a Lithuanian.
Somewhere in
there. Right, somewhere along the line, because I helped them fill out their papers, learn enough English to be naturalized citizens who were interested in coming naturally.
What about an Irishman? Any special?
None except unless it was there.
Right. Scots?
No.
Frenchman?
No.
Cajuns? Anything besides Cajun?
Besides Caucasian?
Cajun, like
Cajuns, no.
Or Cajun, yeah.
C-A-G-U-N-S.
C-A-J-N-U-N-S.
Right.
Or Greeks?
No.
I guess there aren't Greeks in Montgomery, though, because there's that Greek Orthodox church over where my wife lives, but I think there may be just 50, 60 families.
Right.
Puerto Ricans, any other name? Well,
no, and I was... What do they call them now?
You know, there are names like that. There are names like Spick and Wop. But I think Spick is the slang term that's applied. We don't really know because they're not any down here.
Uh-huh. And they call... What is it San Fernando called?